Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, yay. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Oh, special day. I got my chocolate. Oh, I'm going to be good because I got my chocolate. I got balloons. And I got my tiara. It's a very, very, very special day. Happy birthday to me. You know, it's interesting with birthdays. You know, when it's somebody's birthday, they walk around, you know, like the poop doesn't stink, right? Like they did a huge, huge service for the world. You know, like you know, it being your birthday, you just bless the world with your presence. And it's such a big deal. All the work you've done up until that point of that birthday, you know, deserves a day off. What I don't understand is actually when it's your birthday, you're supposed to be showing appreciation to your parents. You know, what my parents had to have gone through to give birth to me had to not have been easy. I mean, how many of you guys have seen my mom's pelvis? Is anybody familiar with my mom's pelvis and genital urinary tract? Okay, I don't think the Lord could have made a more elaborate piece of art, because I came out of that. And for my birthday, you know, me, all I did was just come out and I yelled and, you know, who knows, maybe had some meconium and who knows what I did. But my mom had to go through hours, painstaking hours of labor without an epidural, no less. Not to mention my dad couldn't be in the room because back then they didn't have the men in the room. You know, it was, you know, my father was like, fine by me. You know, with the doctor, like, I'll go sit in the waiting room. It's okay. I'll go watch MASH or television show. It's fine. You just, let me know when you need cigar. So my mom was doing all the work with the nurses and, you know, the nurses do most of the work, right? And then all of a sudden the doctor comes in. I've known this because I've delivered babies. You get to come in, right, when they're, you know, already 9 centimeters or already, you know, close to 10 centimeters dilating. You get to check on the heart rate and go, oh, okay, you know, and then you get to get all the credit for delivering the baby. Meanwhile, the nurses have been there for the hours, you know, with the mom. And you know, to think what my mom must have gone through in the fear, you know, because I gave birth twice. It was scary. Everybody on TV makes it sound like, you know, giving birth is so glorious and it's the most amazing thing and we're all lucky to be able to give birth. We are lucky to give birth, but that was some scary, scary stuff. You know, not to mention no privacy because everybody I trained with decides to come in, you know, and take a look. And I'm like, really? Really? You know, and you heard the echoes. I'm like, come on, can I have surprises, please? Like, surprises, please. And so, you know, giving birth is not easy. So, you know, when it's my birthday today, you know, I think about, you know, what I did for my boys. And I know on their birthday, they're not thinking about their mama. They're not thinking about my vagina and all the work it had to go through and all the wear and tear and miles it put on. All they're thinking about is, what's my birthday and where's my present? So if I could just, you know, take this quick moment to say, for those of us that are celebrating birthdays, and today is my birthday, woohoo, yay! I think Tupac shares a birthday with me. Joan Van Ark might share a birthday with me. I gotta look on famous birthdays. I'm on famous birthdays, but I'm like really, really low on the list. There's a lot of people that are sharing the birthday today. Just, you know, think about your mommy, think about your daddy. You know, I'm sure, you know, my father's sperm. You know, because I, you know, knowing my mom, I mean, that must have been a real, real tough ride for that sperm, too, to get to where it needed to go. You know, remember, our vaginas are hostile. So for my dad's, DNA to make it as far as he needed to make it, and my mom is louder than I am, it showed that he must have had some superhuman sperm, too. So, you know, for me to be here today on my birthday, it really took an act of God, and it took my parents, and so I thank them. But, you know, our birthdays come up, And we refocus on, you know, the alcohol we're about to drink and the alcohol that we're going to drink and then the alcohol that we're probably going to want to purchase prior to drinking and then the alcohol we might drink, right, for hair of the dog the next day. But birthdays should also be about reflection. And I know you guys are like, oh, God, no, now she's going to do New Year's resolutions. No, I hate New Year's resolutions. But when you come time to your birthday, you start to rethink about what you've done and committed, you know, and effected and created in life. And you start to realize how many more years you have left. You know, and I'm in my second century now. That's some scary stuff. I feel like I'm in my first quarter century, but I'm getting older, which means if there are things that I need to do and I don't think I've done, I need to do. Now, I think I'm pretty accomplished. I think I've done a lot of the things I want to, but I, you know, if somebody said, if God said, okay, you know what? Your job interview is over. We are hiring you and you are going to be in the afterlife with us. Pack your bags. I still am not ready. And you need to have that thought. You need to have that conversation with God also. But you have to have that you know, self-reflection of, have I done everything I want to do? COVID screwed us up. COVID took our lives, put a lot of things on hold. And here we are going, well, I'll wait till it's over. I'll wait till COVID's over and I'll... No, if there are things you want to do, like me, I really want to get an album out. I want to. In fact, I'm going to talk to Joe Pags about this because Joe Pags has a fantastic voice. And I want to finish my off-key Christmas album with Joe Pags. So I'm going to talk to him about that. But there are things that I really, really, really still want to do that I haven't done. And I, you know, when it's your birthday, you know, not only have cake and not only have, oh my God, look at all this chocolate. I got so much chocolate. You not only, you know, go through that and, you know, go to dinner and, you know, and open up the presents and enjoy, you know, all the, you know, Facebook posts and things like that, which I really, really appreciate from everybody. But I'm working today. I got a lot to say today. There is a lot of news. There's a lot going on. And I, to me, feel like I have so much more I need to give this world and I need to do it. And God giving me another birthday and letting me age. I know we always say, oh man, I don't want to think of my age. I don't want to get older. You know, the alternative is worse. So you want a birthday. You want to be able to continue to age. You want to age gracefully, but don't be regretting it. Make sure you make the most of what God gave you, what your mom gave you, what your dad gave you, whatever, you know, fertility help was needed to make you here, because it's a gift. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. So while a bunch of adults are who have been vaccinated, who have been boosted, are now dealing with COVID, as we have the BA4 and BA5 strain that's now making its way around the country, making people sick, the FDA has voted unanimously to approve emergency use authorizations for the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines for kids as young as 6 months old. All 21 members of the FDA Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee voted yes in response to the question. Here's the question. Based on the totality of scientific evidence available, do the benefits of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine when administered as a two-dose, 25 micrograms, outweigh its risks for use in infants and children 6 months to 5 years of age? And that for Moderna, they voted, yep, works for us. For the Pfizer, Based on the totality of the scientific evidence available to the benefits of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine when administered as a three-dose series, 3 micrograms each dose, outweighs risk for use of infants and children 6 months through 4 years of age. And again, that was unanimously voted on in favor. The FDA will typically follow the committee's decisions. They are going to decide now whether to authorize the vaccines for emergency use in the youngest of children. But the shots cannot be given until the CDC's own vaccine advisors have voted on whether to recommend them, and if CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has signed off on the recommendation. The vote is supposed to happen on Saturday, and the White House said the shots could begin as early as this week. So children under 5 are right now the only group not currently eligible. 17 million kids will then become eligible for COVID-19 vaccines once they are authorized for this age group. The age group least enthusiastic about the vaccines have been the teenage group, the 5 years old on up. We have still administered millions of shots, but you have parent hesitancy, you have child hesitancy, and it was not as popular as the adult rollout, obviously, that happened in early 2021. So the benefits, quote, seem to clearly outweigh the risks. That's according to committee member Ovita Fuller. They say the benefits seem to clearly outweigh the risks, particularly for those with young children who may be in kindergarten or in collective child care. That's according to member Fuller, an associate professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Michigan Medical School. Committee member Dr. Art Reingold added that even though the risk of COVID-19 hospitalization and death is lower for young children than for adults, children already get vaccinations to protect them against diseases for which their risk is low. He says if we have a vaccine with benefits that outweigh the risks, then making it available to people is a reasonable choice. And I know there's a lot of feelings on this, which we're going to discuss in a second. He said, I would point out that what we do as a country, continue to give a large amount of vaccines to children where the risk of the child dying or being hospitalized of those diseases is pretty close to zero, such as polio and measles. Said the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths in children is concerning and much higher when compared with influenza-related deaths and hospitalizations. Nothing they're saying is wrong. It's not wrong. These physicians are right. It's just you have a very concerned, skeptical, nervous parent population. And the reason why is because we are now living in an age where everything gets heard, everything gets seen, with the exception of what seems to get censored on social media. When a child or an adult does seem to have a side effect to a vaccine, we hear about it. We hardly heard about any of the side effects that happened with previous vaccines. It went into a database, but it wasn't made public. Now, you're hearing everybody and their mother tell us their opinion on what happened when somebody got the vaccine. Some of these might be accurate accounts, some of them might not be. So COVID, I mean, the CDC is aiming to be transparent with its VAERS, the Selective Adverse Events Reported After COVID-19 Vaccination Results. They say that the vaccines are safe and effective, and severe reactions after vaccination are rare. The CDC recommends everyone age 5 and older to get vaccinated as soon as possible. Once they convene over the weekend and discuss this, then we might get some more information on or some more guidance on the under 5 years old. They say anaphylaxis after COVID-19 vaccination is rare. It happens in approximately 5 cases per 1 million. Anaphylaxis, as you know, is a severe type of allergic reaction. It can happen after any kind of vaccination. Again, the CDC is right, but to a parent who's a little bit worried, that might, you know, tip them one way or another to getting vaccinated. Thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is rare. There's also been some reports, I believe, with the other vaccines, but not as commonly. Guillain-Barré, which is where the immune system damages one's nerve cells, has also been reported in men over 50. There has been myocarditis and pericarditis risks that have been reported in young adults, especially men, and especially with the more commonly with the Moderna vaccine, but still seen with other vaccines as well. And then the new vaccine safety data found a small but increased risk of myocarditis after mRNA COVID vaccines in the 12 to 15 age group. There were 70.7 cases per 1 million doses. In the 16 to 17-year-old cases, 105. And then in the 18 to 24-year cases, you had 52.4. So it seemed to be a little bit more common in teenagers than other ages. In terms of myocarditis in the 5 to 11-year-old age group, there were 20 reports out of 19 million doses administered, 339 reports in the 12 to 15-year-old. Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle. Another 263 cases are remaining in review. In terms of death after the COVID vaccine, all in all, including adults, there has been a 15,066 preliminary reports of death among people who received the COVID-19 vaccine. Over 591 million doses of vaccine was administered, so they calculate that percentage to be 0.0025%. So apparent, right, if they are being a little hesitant, they're not being evil. They're not being right-wing conspirist. They are trying to weigh the best decision for their child. And the doctors who say, look, you know, we vaccinate for things with low risk. Yeah, it's not very uncommon. That's a little bit of a difficult, logic for a lot of parents to come to. Because they're being told that there's that low risk, that one in a million shot, that their child could be hospitalized or die from COVID. Yet they're being told that there's also that five in a million risk that they could have anaphylaxis to the shot. So when people say, look, but the risks are really, really low, they're saying that with the same breath that, well, complications are also low. So a parent has to decide, and they might make it might be a mathematical equation, it might be after prayer, it might be, what do I do? And I'm concerned that the, hesitancy is going to even rise further because many families are going through COVID right now despite all the vaccines that they've gotten. Now, DeSantis is under criticism. Because his state is the only one that has not pre-ordered COVID-19 vaccine shots. Officials cite inconsistent and unsustainable COVID-19 policies of the federal government, so they're going to not order them. They have not ordered COVID-19 vaccines for children aged 6 months to 5 years old. And remember, you can't just dilute the dose to a tenth of the adult dose. They have to be formulated for the kids, the dose. So the Miami Herald reports that the state did miss the Tuesday filing deadline to request that the shots be delivered and roll them out starting June 21st. In every other state, the shots will be distributed to vaccine providers. So how I look at it is, if you want the vaccine, they'll be available. So I think Florida should order them so they're in the pharmacy. Do they have to mandate it? Do they have to put their seal of approval? God forbid there are going to be any side effects. No, they don't. But they could say, look, you know, the government is distributing them. Here they are for you. But we're not going to mandate them. We're not going to, force kids to get the vaccine to go to school. But Governor DeSantis had reaffirmed his stance, saying media hysteria. He blamed media hysteria for the fear some parents have with the virus, despite limited evidence children are at risk from the virus. I personally think that this virus does affect all of us. I get why some people might be hesitant about the shot. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday dismissed an effort by attorneys general to mount a legal defense of a Trump-era immigration restriction that the Biden administration has since rescinded. The Trump-era rule directed federal immigration authorities to deny U.S. entry and green card requests of immigrants who are likely to become reliant on government money. Retired U.S. District Judge Vanessa Gilmore on CBS News.
They said they did not grant certiorari to rule on the merits. They only granted certiorari with the intent to determine whether or not those 13 states could proceed against the city of San Francisco.
Two American veterans from Alabama who are helping Ukraine fight against Russia are missing amid reports they've been captured by Russian-backed separatists. Relatives of 27-year-old Andy Hawin and 39-year-old Alexander Druk have been in contact with the state's congressional offices seeking information about the men's whereabouts. USA Radio News. A rare U.S. military ground raid in northwestern Syria has captured a top ISIS leader. The operation in Syria on Thursday was called Operation Inherent Resolve. The detained individual was assessed to be an experienced bomb maker and one of the group's top leaders in Syria. There were no U.S. injuries. The mostly partisan January 6th committee will continue Thursday with Vice President Mike Pence being the focus. Let's get an update.
House investigators are trying to make a methodical case that Donald Trump's beliefs about the 2020 election led directly to his supporters' insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The House panel investigating the attack has held the first two in a series of hearings after a year-long probe and more than 1,000 interviews. The committee has shown clips not only from the attack on the Capitol, but also from its own closed-door interviews with Trump aides who were trying to dissuade him from claiming victory too soon in the 2020 election. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you guys know I love football. I just think football is amazing, and I can't wait for the season to start. And I Sundays are my favorite day, as well as Monday nights, as well as Thursday nights, and then, of course, the playoffs. And so I'm pretty much out of commission for most nights and weekends throughout the football season. But the one thing I haven't really done a lot of is fantasy football. And a good friend of mine, his name is Paul M. Kalikas. He is a very, very avid, educated, enthusiastic fantasy football player. And he has taught me, and he's taught others a lot, about strategy and how, what the game is and how to be successful. And this kid, he knows what he's doing. So me and he authored a book. We have a new book, right, called The Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. And I love how this turned out. This is fantastic, because you guys have seen my books. Most of my books are boring, you know? I mean, I write about a bunch of different topics. I do a lot of maybe, you know, student prep type stuff or Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating or Generation Alpha. I really like my Generation Alpha book. I have a medical Spanish book. But, you know, sports I just love, and it was really, really exciting to write. And there's many of you out there that are kind of looking for something to do, kind of looking to make some money, kind of looking at how to, you know, pass the next set of months that are going to come up ahead with inflation and recession and, you know, how to just kind of, you know, be distracted from all the BS and the election stuff. So I would say, man, fantasy football. So for those of you who aren't really aware of what fantasy football is, it's where, and this is, I think it's the coolest thing. So fantasy sports, and if I could word it correctly, and my co-author worded this a hell of a lot better in the book than I can, because he's much more, much better in words. You know, there's Moses and Aaron, right? You know, where Aaron didn't speak as well, and Moses, right? Okay, he's Moses, I'm Aaron. So fantasy sports is where you got the NHL, you got the NFL, you got the sports that exist. And you take players, you take stats, and you have a whole nother sort of fantasy game and league working parallel while the actual sport is going on. So even though my team, let's say, is the Cowboys, right? I'm watching Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, and, you know, now we're going to say goodbye to, you know, Wilson and Cooper, and, you know, there's all this shuffling going on, and I don't know where Beasley is because he went to the Bills and now he's gone. While all that is going on, you could bring back some of the players that you like, and you can make a team, you manage this team, based on these players. And how the players do in real-life football, with their stats and their rushing yards or their passing yards or their sacks or whatever they do that you ascribe points to, or your fantasy football league does, or in terms of points, you then, in a way, benefit. And you run this team, and based on these players that could be a part of a whole bunch of different teams, you end up each week, as real football is going on, having a whole nother sort of game going on. And what's so fantastic about that, and I know a lot of you guys are like, well, you know, don't we have bigger fish to fry? We got monkeypox, COVID, and all that other stuff. No. All right. I think that the reason why we start getting dementia, and the reason why we get, you know, depression, the reason why we don't sleep and all that, is because we get ourselves into a little rut, and we really don't work our minds, and we really don't compete. All right? Now, I can't play football anymore. You know, I mean, I played a little bit of flag football in school and all that, but, I mean, I am not of the physique that I could play. But if I can at least do the mind gymnastics in terms of putting the team together and then doing the trades throughout the season, because you could also trade, and drafting good players, and then watching the players and see if I need to bench one or not. It does keep your mind active. And then on top of that, if you have a league, or you're playing with a group of people, it can be pretty lucrative. You could be having side bets. You could be having, I know I'm from Vegas, and, you know, we don't really like to talk about gambling too much on this show. But, you know, what a great way to get through your work day, get through, you know, certain groups that you have where you have this also going on the side where you're like, okay, so, you know, who had the most, I don't know, rushing yards this week, or which player had the highest percentage of improvement this week from last week? And the math and the statistics and the computations and the accounting and the, to me, I think it's really, really cool. Maybe it's because I like numbers. Maybe because I like kind of figuring out, I like the brackets, I like figuring out, you know, how. It also, what blows my mind about this is, in regular football, per se, you know, whatever team advances to the playoffs, and they play off, and they go head-to-head, and then whoever wins advances. With this, you can actually win even if you lose a game, and because of the stats. And so for those of you that have always heard about fantasy sports and, you know, fantasy football or fantasy hockey, fantasy basketball, we wrote a book on fantasy football. Me and Paul M. Kleek is on this, and it's a great book. It's on Amazon. Not that expensive. For those of you, you know, who are looking for a Father's Day gift, this is a great, great Father's Day gift. Not too expensive. Pretty easy read. Not very, very long. But it's to the point. It's basic. It'll run you down on base, what football is, just in case you kind of need a little refresher, because there's a lot of terms that they throw out with football, and you're like, wait a second, offsides versus onside? I don't get it. What's the difference between a neutral zone infraction versus encroachment or whatever. So there's a glossary, there's terms, and then it also kind of talks to you about how you can make, you know, how to start your own league, how to, you could either, you know, do the league within your own friends or family or work, or you could just go online and do it among, I mean, it's a huge industry, and this industry is growing, and it's a lot of fun. And so, you know, my latest book was something that I never thought I would write, and I think me and my co-author, we did a pretty good job. So for those of you who are interested in fantasy football and you think you want to learn it, you think you want to maybe get your feet wet, pick up the book. It's on Amazon. I'll include the link so you guys could kind of, you know, check that out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, one of you had asked about how, you know, how hard it is to write a book, and I told you guys about this. All right? Writing a book used to be very difficult because you had to... hire somebody. Sometimes if you can't write, I could do my own writing, but you would have to hire somebody to do your writing. You'd have to hire an editor. You might have to hire a literary agent to promote it. You'd have to hire a publisher. You'd have to pay for the printing, pay for the publishing. You'd have to order the books. Then you would have to ship them out, and you'd have to, and it was expensive. I use Amazon, and even though Amazon takes a huge cut, it just takes away all the expense. It takes away all the hassle. And so for those of you that are looking to publish, but you're really not looking to make a lot of money, I would go through the Amazon publishing. So you're able to write the book. You upload either the PDF or a doc. You upload your cover, or you could use one of their covers, and then they review it. And once they review it, when somebody wants to buy the book, rather than me having to pre-order and try to guess how many, you know, books I'm going to sell, they will print it as it gets bought. They will ship it for you, and they will take their cut. So for those of you that don't have money that to spend to launch an author career, Amazon makes it very, very easy. And so my books sell every day. I sell books every day. You know, I mean, I don't have a New York Times bestseller yet. I, you know, hope to one day. But, you know, for those of you that got some time to yourselves, you're like, you know what, I really feel strongly about something. I want to write about it. I want to publish it. I want to be an author. You know, Amazon really makes it easy. And I'm not trying to do a commercial for Amazon, but I was really, really grateful because I never wrote a book because I thought that it was going to be too expensive. I thought it was going to be too difficult to do. And now I think I'm on my 13th book. I don't even remember how many I've written. And I am writing a fictional piece. The fictional piece, though, it's very, very kind of a lot of sex subjects. So it's about a doctor that, I don't want to give away too much, but it's adult content. So I'm still a little bit torn on that because I also want to write a children's book series, and I kind of have a children's book series started too. I know people think that I'm doing too much, but these are things I want to do, and I really like my children's series. So it's really hard. You don't want to be a children's book author, but then also have a very sexy, love, scandalous sort of book. Although, man, they could really make a movie out of that, and then I would star in that movie with Michael Fassbender. That's what I really want. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Trey writes, Doctor, don't you think it's suspicious the government keeps pushing these vaccines on kids while the public gets sick every few months with COVID? Your spidey sense must be tingling. Come on. Thank you, Trey. I do have spidey sense. I do have spidey sense, and I call it spidey sense. So thank you. That means you must listen to the show. Yay. I know we have a listener. Yay, we have someone to listen to the show. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I got a spidey sense. I have a different... I don't think it's quote-unquote suspicious that the government is urging the pediatric vaccines. They have to follow through on that. The government started with the vaccines. We asked for the vaccines. President Trump, you know, did a fantastic job, you know, hedging and purchasing a whole bunch of vaccines so that whoever made it to the finish line by December 2020, we would be able to start rolling them out by December 2020. Then President Biden and his administration did a very good job rolling out the vaccines, and those vaccines were available for adults. And both administrations promised that eventually there would be availability and vaccines for all age groups, as well as the, you know, data analysis and, you know, the safety and efficacy looked at, et cetera. So for the FDA and the CDC to say, you know what, we're not going to follow through or double down or make good on that promise, would not be a good optic. So I have no spidey sense or radar tingling or anything like that, that the government is moving forward with pediatric vaccines because it was promised. Also, we do know that, and I did look at the numbers, that pediatric COVID deaths are higher, not by a lot, but higher than flu deaths. So, you know, those arguments that, well, if we have a flu vaccine for kids, we should have a COVID vaccine for kids, you know, is a logical thought process. So that doesn't make me suspicious at all. What I do find, though, unsettling is why we are still with a vaccine that is protecting us from a three-year-old virus and not the newer ones. I know there's a lot of debate saying it's still protecting us against the newer variants, and I believe it is protecting us still somewhat, but I find it very concerning that we were told that with this, you know, our mRNA technology, they would be able to fine tweak it as we get these new spike proteins. And it looks like it was easier said than done. And here we are giving a vaccine that was based on the wild type virus. And maybe it does provide some nice protection, but everybody around me who's been vaccinated and boosted now has COVID. And the whole purpose of us doing the vaccine and these public officials, you know, taking those steps to start mandating, which I always had a problem with, was, well, because we need herd immunity. This will knock out the virus. And the virus just keeps outsmarting it, us. So what does bother me, not from a spidey sense standpoint, is, you know, why are we double and tripling and quadrupling downing on the 2019 COVID virus in terms of its vaccine and not making the new one? When is the new vaccine coming? Now they say, oh, we're going to get it by the fall, but then they're going to have to go through all of this again. They're going to have to go through all the safety data again. Now, my hopes are if the mRNA is the only thing swapped out, and they don't tinker with it, it'll be very similar to the flu shot, where every year we get the flu shot, we don't have to go through, you know, we don't have to go through all the, you know, months and months of clinical trials and all that. It would be, okay, we updated it, we tested it, here's the safety in the control group, here's the safety in the placebo group, and this is what we have. And you know, eventually it would be sped up like that. But my guess is if anybody wants to accuse the government of something, is the government spent a lot of money on the old shot. And they have a lot of the old shot. And we've wasted, what, 80 million shots? And so, you know, if anybody's going to accuse the government of anything, is they bought too many shots, they didn't anticipate the lack of hesitancy, they didn't anticipate the blowback on the mandates, and they got too many. Now, that does not mean they are reformulating those shots for the pediatrics. They have to make a 3 microgram dose. It has to be newly formulated. They can't take the grown-up ones and dilute it by 10. They can't do that. So they are now going to mass produce the pediatric shots. And for those parents who want their kids to have them, all the power to them. You know, I get it. You know, I don't like this virus. I don't want this virus to take hold. I wish the vaccines had better efficacy, because it kills me to see people right now who have been vaccinated and boosted still get the virus. And you know, that's a question, too, that we're going to talk about a little bit more. People say, look, if you're vaccinated, then you're getting a smaller viral load of the virus. Okay, I hope that's true. And what does that mean? Well, what some people feel is when you get the vaccine, because it codes for a spike protein, and your immune system recognizes that spike protein, when COVID comes in and has that spike protein, your body is fighting so many of the viral components that rather than you having a zillion, you might only have a trillion. You know, or you'll have a less viral load. That could technically happen. Even with the vaccine being old, I mean for the old virus, if these Omicron variants have any of those spike proteins that this mRNA is coding for, then yes, you might have less of a viral load. The only problem I have with that theory, and the only thing that's going to blow it out of the water, is if it's qualitative and not quantitative. Ooh, I know, I'm sounding all scientific. Don't you like that? I can sound doctory on my show if I want to. It's my birthday. I'll sound any way I want to. So qualitative versus quantitative means, does COVID screw you up because of the quantity of the virus, where there has to be a certain quantity that messes you up? Or is it quality, where just one virus at the wrong place at the wrong time triggers your immune system? So maybe what's happening with, you know, all the issues we're having with people COVID vaccinated and boosted, is this isn't a quantity issue. It's if that virus gets through that mask, which it knows how to do, and if that virus gets through your immune system that is prepared for the 2019 wild type virus that leaked from a lab in the summer of 2019, then it'll still make you sick. And then that's going to definitely change the mind of parents. Do they want the vaccine to minimize the number? Because obviously that the vaccine is not blocking the virus 100%. We've already figured that out. So what we need to know is, it's a qualitative or quantitative? When COVID hurts our kids, if COVID hurts our adults, is it because all it takes is one and you're screwed? Or is it because of the amount of the virus? If it's the amount of the virus, then the vaccine might minimize, you know, and we think it does help minimize damage. But if it's the other, then it might not matter as much. 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep the questions coming. Good questions. 1-877-DOCDALI.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.